还有是 Boys Podcast Episode 177 Customs and Creation for the week of January 25th, 2009.
Okay, genius, that sounds great. You go, I'll wait to see where you die, and then I'll go somewhere else.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just chill with me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of
Podtech.
I am Destro.
I'm
Gilbert
Blix.
I'm G. Lucio.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Hey, G.
Thank you.
Also known as Hype and KFX.
Yeah, that works too.
Hey, yo, KG, how's it going today, KG?
Yo, man, be balling on the court. That's what's all.
Hey, man. How many noobs you dropped down today, man? You doing any hustling today, man, KG?
Oh, too many. $20,000.
Hey, man, I heard you and Kobe got down last time, one-on-one match. Why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, actually, 50-59, my friend.
Oh, man. He's balling out the chain in that, man.
Got the dunk on.
Everybody, it's KG. Everybody, it's a round of applause. It's KG.
Yeah. That's from the hall, KG.
Anyway, speaking of, we have KFX, otherwise known as Hype, or what is it? What's your actual gamer tag? Something like Believe the Hype or something?
Luckin' well, Hype.
That's the MLG team.
Oh, my bad. I mix you two up, you know.
Luckin' Hype.
Hype is also, like KG. He's actually Kevin Garnett. Hype is his own
gamer tag. Oh, of course.
For you guys that didn't know about KG.
Not good.
I see.
Anyway, Kia, I've noticed that, or Luck and Hype, I've noticed you do a few things around the website. What is that going to do here at Podtech?
I play basketball.
Oh, you come
getting a little action on Blackout there, I see.
He's a basketball Jones. He's a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh, baby, ooh. Right? I'm talking about
you say so, G. Lewis. You say so.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So seriously, what do you do around the site?
Well, I'm a poster guy, and I'm a leader of the rec clan, so that's cool. Right. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... so how's it going over with the rec clan and everything, trying to get the new season underway?
He is in charge.
Oh yeah, my friend.
He is the rec clan.
He's the only member.
We actually just launched the SMS texting service today.
Oh,
which is available on the forums.
Very nice.
Nice. KG, yes. I like that implemented into the Red Clan. KG, you got to keep it going up, KG.
Oh man, you just got to sign up for it. That's all.
KG, you're making this blowing up, son. KG, I like what you're doing, KG.
No problem, my friend. That's what I do. That's what I live for.
That's what KG's here, everybody. KG, he does the Red Clan. He balls all night on the court, and then in the day he pones noobs during the day because, you know, his bedtime's like 8 o'clock. He got to get off the game by that time. I think I remember, like when we used to play Halo a lot, you always got off really early because, like, I don't, you had to go study or ball on the court or whatever. You had to go to
I had to go play basketball. I'm sorry.
Yeah, basketball is his life.
Of course.
But Halo is real life, so you know.
So nice, you head up the Red Clan, that's pretty cool. I also hear that you make some of your own maps and that there's one that you've really been working on. You wanna tell us about that one a little bit?
Yeah, I just finished R7, which is Revert V7. And that's just a symmetrical map, that won the Podtag of Seasonal Tournament map making contest a while ago. And ooh. I'm working on a new one called Arrow, which is another 4v4 hardcore base map.
Cool. Any chance of Revert becoming an MLG type of map? Or?
No way.
No?
No way. No
way. Now, when you say Arrow, would you call it a hardcore base?
Yes. It's.
What do you mean by hardcore base?
It's based off like MLG maps, you know.
Oh, okay.
That kind of jizz.
I see.
You say jizz? I think you meant to say jazz. But
in
whatever.
My pants. No, I meant to say jizz.
I was like,
don't get too excited.
Whoa, buddy! Oh, man. Whoa, buddy. Anyway.
KG.
Anyway, if you guys give a little update on the MLG, like I said, I was going to. It's, the ladder's still going on. It's going on swimmingly, as some would say. And
swimmingly?
Yeah.
It's fine.
There are a lot of teams. There's 225 signed up. Fortunately, there's only like 50 who are actually ranked at the moment. And the two top teams, Intensity Rising, and the second place team is Section 1 is Meadows. I'm pretty sure their name is just Section 1. But it's going on pretty good, and I've played a lot of games. Our team's played a lot of games. We're getting up there, and just going fun. So if you guys haven't started a party, you guys looking to do it, I would recommend doing the Meadowlands ladder. So I don't know if you got. I know KG knows how it works, but
I'm actually going. I might be going at that is.
Oh, it's a Meadowlands?
Yeah,
I've got if you need if you're gonna go for Pod Tech, I can give you a media pass. I got like three other ones that I can give out. So, oh great, now I'm gonna get emails tomorrow. Son of.
No, the podcast won't come out for a few days, so I think you're good for a little bit.
About a week,
you have time to prepare.
I'm gonna like erase my email address anyway.
dang all emails it.
Can be sent to podtacular@podtacular.com.
Actually, I don't think that email address exists.
And the other big Halo news this week was they announced that there will be no elites in Halo ODST. So I mean, I think that's so our dinosaur-like friends will not be on it.
That's suicide.
Did any of you guys see the Halo Wars thing in GamePro last month or this month?
Oh, don't read. I can't read.
Oh yeah, he just balls on the score. I can't read. My name is KG.
And how do you know what the score is? And now you can't tell if you're winning.
Because it's KG and he wins.
I don't lose. I'm not fretting.
That's how you know when I win. My name's KG.
I see.
But I was reading the Game Pro thing of Halo Wars and the Flood's in it. Now I was under the impression the first time humanity ever met the Flood was on Halo, and like in Halo Wars they say that there's no Gravemind, but like the Gravemind hasn't been they haven't made a Gravemind yet. But as I remember, there was a Gravemind back during the Forerunner's time, and there's a Gravemind at the Halo event. So right. I mean, would there always be a Gravemind? I don't understand how there's no Gravemind in between there, because he was the same person both times.
I think so the Gravemind just receded and went dormant.
Oh,
I think that's what happened.
It's like in Halo Wars, the Flood's in it, and I don't understand how they implement the Flood when the first time humanity ever saw the Flood was on Halo.
The Flood was still there. It's just
a lot of them didn't really
the
Gravemind.
The Gravemind had to recede a lot from what happened with the Halo event.
But like, whoa. I mean, I was under the impression the first time that the Flood ever came to humanity was at the first Halo with Master Chief. Is that right, or am I wrong? Isn't that what it says? The first time we ever seen them or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But Halo Wars takes 20 years before the Halo event. I don't know. It was just weird. And I was reading it and saying this story is completely effed up from what I understand. Halo. I mean, I've read all the books and I've read the graphic novel and played all the games. Yeah, I'm a nerd. Be quiet.
A fanboy.
And,
And
so I knew a thing or two. I knew a thing or two, so I was just really confused while reading all that. don't know if you guys had read it as well.
I've read the first three books, and it's been a while since I've read them, but...
No, I mean, I...
First contact with the Flood is when Master Chief encounters him on the Halo Rings.
Yeah.
So
I've read the first one, and I'm reading Ghost of Onyx right now.
I thought you couldn't read.
Secret's out!
No, he means read as in he has the audiobooks.
Oh. Yeah, I look at the pictures, too.
He has a little helper.
They print the pretty pictures, yo. I like the pictures. That's how I read the story. I look at the pictures. Yup.
Okay.
KG, yo.
Well, we are happy to have Kia, also known as Hype.
Also known as Kite, also known as Truck, also known as Desk. Good to have you back.
Also known as Desk.
Also known as Refrigerator.
Also known as KG, yo.
Just keep it coming, let's go.
also known as the creator of Red Ring of Death. Oh,
also,
it's in your hate mail.
The guy who gets owned by G. Lewis all the time, yo. On the court and on the Halo thing.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I sense a Pateko face-off.
Oh, I won the first one. I will win the second one.
Oh, I didn't win any.
Yeah, that film is still on YouTube.
Yes, that was a great film. Actually, it was kind of crappy, but...
It was perfectly fine.
Yeah, especially
the original since, looks a lot better because it's higher res. But
especially since I won it. So
yeah.
Yo. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
Shall we? Yes.
Oh yes.
So this week is Customs and Creations. And what?
Sorry. No, get on with the show. He was like, "Oh, show."
Oh. Yes, indeed. Just start saying indeed like Teal.
Indeed, indeed.
So this week, we are doing Customs and Creations, not Collins and Tales from the Foxhole like I tried to mess up last week. Yeah, that was pretty bad. So
that's a great movie, by the way.
That's not
anyway,
even getting
started. I'm sorry.
The link will be in the show notes.
just listen to the outtakes. We'll have all of that.
Yeah, it'll definitely be in the bloopers.
Two Marines.
One mission.
One tent.
Oh.
I think you just gave it away.
Okay, sorry. Like Brokeback Mountain, but the Marines.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get on to submissions for this week. We have quite a few, a lot more than we had last week, which is good. Starting off with a regular submitter. Sorry, say something.
I was like, but we got KG on this week, yo.
He already said that. He's been talking. Or have you been deaf and not noticed that he's been talking?
No, I'm saying we got lots of submissions because we got KG on this week, yo. I like the sentences in the word yo. That makes me sound more gangster, yo. Anyway, let's get this popping, as KG would say.
Okay, let's do it. So, regular submitter for a while now, Leonidas117 writes back to us. He says, "Hey guys, it's Leonidas117 from staff@gamerchiefs.com. I have another super novel for you guys. Yay.
Yay!
And actually, this is cut and paste, so the novel is actually going to be for next week's Tales. But he has a map that he's working on, and he wanted me to put that in here. So, without further ado, Twisted was a quick forge map made by me in about half an hour on a Thursday night at about 11:30 p.m. It surprisingly turned out great with a few games everyone I played with was clamoring back to play again. Twisted is a map centered on the square area of Foundry, as the two side spaces are blocked off by a wall. In many ways, it represents the MLG map Amplified. It has walls strategically placed around the map for maximum cover, though there are fusion coils nearby. And it's got two sniper stands across from each other, but the real twist, no pun intended, is the center. A huge twisting ramp of coils up the middle of the map leading to the rocket launcher, or in oddball game types, your favorite skull. I played this game in the LAN party a few weeks ago with tremendous results. I don't have any clips from it, but the map is in my file share with my gamer tag, Alaki117.
A-L-A-K-I-117.
Yeah, anyway. In the show notes. For G. Lewis.
G. Lois.
G. Lois!
G. Lois and Clark. Yeah. There are lots of special assault rifles.
Woo! I like those four shots.
Shout out to Fumo Jive, JVB, Destorm Crypto, G Lewis, Chucky J, and all the guys at Gotteka Vibe Steady, Certain Fet, Flare1122, Silent Getcha, White Cairo, White Crow, and the staff at Gamer Chiefs, Jorn248, Delta Commanda, Key XII, and Savior Omega, and
KG.
Gistos.
And KG.
Keep on fragging the Avalanche Yeti, cousin of the Ghost of Lockout.
I met him once. Nice guy.
Who, Ghost of Lockout?
No, the Avalanche Yeti's kind of...
Oh.
It's kind of smelly, but... Not nice guy overall. Not as tall as KG, though. That's tall.
Okay.
I go to me.
What? What?
Price is Right. Never mind.
Oh, God.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Well, thanks, Leonidas, for writing us again. Faithful submitter. Who wants to take the next one?
I'll grab it. This next submission is from NinjaMan59. Wahaha. The Ninja Man with a plan. Hey, Podtacular, it's Ninja with a plan, Ninja Man. Unfortunately, my Xbox got Red Ring of Death about 2 weeks ago. Hopefully, I get back on this weekend. Anyway, my Customs and Creations is one that I've submitted before, but didn't get read. The Customs is called You Can Run. Yeah, yeah. And the map is on high ground called Run. What are you laughing at?
No, this was funny. That it was just like,
run!
Yeah. Or, but you didn't read it, so. Sorry, keep going.
What? Okay.
What?
You can find them both in my file share. Both of them are betas, so if you.
Betas. They're both betas.
I mean, it was betas. I got my beta block and so.
Beta. Meh.
Yeah.
So, very good help with finding them. But I have to get my Xbox back first up. Anyway, the alpha zombies are slow and strong. The regular zombies are fast and weak. The humans start with pistols. The last man standing has overshield but cannot pick weapons. The map is basically default high ground except for changes the weapons layout and a safety room near the garage. Anyway, this is Ninja Man with a plan.
Garage?
Ninja Man. Garage! Oh my god.
He's finished, let him speak.
I read words how they're spelled.
Bees and honey is for money.
Garage.
Garage.
Isn't that right? If I tell you give up the bees, that means give me your money?
Yes.
That's so weird.
I've never heard that expression before.
Give me the bees.
It's Cockney rhyming slang. What the Londoners speak, yes.
Okay.
That's why they
go. The British?
Yes, the British, as you would say. not the English. The British.
Oh, okay.
Can I, so. You want me to read the next one? I will read the next one, yo, with KG Spirit.
Yeah.
Right there. Alright, guys, this next one is from Stall Me, Please. He writes, hey, guys, and extremely overpaid guest host, who would be KG getting extremely overpaid. I don't think he gets overpaid, though. KG gets paid exactly what he needs to be paid. Right, KG?
$500 million.
Install me with creation and customness. I just put the finishing touches on a map I like to call the race. The race is unlike any map you have ever. You have cleared space on your hard drive. It is the most godly of all race maps. It isn't that great. I lied. It is a standard racetrack, but what makes it worthy every time is the five simultaneous loops of goodness, godliness, goodness. The map should be on my file share shortly, which it's not there yet, but just check it out, guys. I guess his gamer tag is Stall Me, Please. He doesn't write it, but STALLMEPLEASE. And then he writes, keep on fragging G. Lewis's watch, which I'm taking off your desk tonight.
Yeah, he came by and took my watch, remember?
Yeah.
I'm still about to get him for that. Except I did have two other ones, so luckily he didn't take my prized watch.
If you take my watch, I swear.
That's exactly what I said.
To the Guardian. I will never read your show post again. You know where I live. I live in ATL, yo. I'm just kidding. P.S. Storstorm, I did succeed in stealing your watch while you were asleep, but I felt guilty because it was easy to take from you, so I put it back. Next time, I will take it by force. Stole me. So he succeeded in taking it, but he didn't want to. He felt bad for you? Yeah, man, it sucks not knowing what time it is. That sucks, you know?
Yo, what time is it, KG?
Well, he probably heard my other watch beep, and he probably went for that one first.
No, KG, so, what time is it, son?
It's basketball.
Oh, my.
Get the basketball, Jones.
It's game time.
To own some nudes, yo.
Trying to frag some bitches.
Yo, KG, I think the next one's yours, KG.
Oh, is it? Is it now?
Yes, it is,
yes,
KG.
Yes, it is.
KG, I know you can't read very well, but I will help you out with some pictures. Here, look at the pictures and read the pictures. All right, KG, here's picture number one.
Tokyo and America. Okay, he writes in saying, I made a huge wall with lots of stuff on each side, all right. Then you put ton of weapons on both sides and just ate the shit out of the other team and rocket. Then kill and die and stuff. Then give up.
Okay. It sounds like Microsoft Sam.
You have better pictures? Okay. Then you give up on Halo and come play Gears of War 2 with me and some other people playing Gears of War 2 or Call of Duty World at War. But Halo is fun for 5 minutes, then it turns into a grind. Forge is awesome, Social Slayer is awesome, and Team SWAT is awesome, but everything else fails.
The bump and grind. The bump.
Oh, yeah.
The bump, 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 the bump.
Carry on. But Halo isn't that bad, or is it? Keep on fragging pink furry events that aren't fun, that no one wants to go to, but they do want to yell and scream on another event that should not be named on this submission, which is more fun than that stupid event. Oh, and play with me on the wall that's a horrible forge, but you will want to play, I swear, add me, and we can chill and die and kill whatever I love. G. Lewis.
He shuts up to me.
Glue. Yeah.
Actually, I keep taking him off my friends list, and he keeps adding me. I think it's funny. it's a little game we have. I take him off, he adds me, and then I yell at him, he yells at me, and I take him off again, and then he adds me. I think once he took me off, and I added him. just one of the game, yeah.
You're mean.
See, my problem is that people always invite me to games that I don't have, since I only have, like, two games I can really play online.
Same here.
What games?
Barbie Race and Ride.
Wow, Crypto, I didn't know you were, I didn't know you were that way.
And then, yeah. and then the Burger King game, right? The Burger King heart rate game. I got that one. That was good.
For me, it's just Halo and Gears of War. That's really all I have. And all I have Guitar Hero 3. And then I have COD for the PC.
NBA Live? Come on, no one?
Hey, yo, I got NBA
Yeah, live, yo, I play as KG. I'm just like, I'm doing my homage to my good buddy on the podcast this week. Yo, KG, give it up! Maybe not, okay.
Okay. Next one comes from Infinite Singularity. He says, I've created a new MLG map on Epitaph. It has no shield doors. I would like the Podtacular community to playtest it if possible. There's a thread on the LMG forum on Podtacular if you would like to leave feedback, and there is also a heat map with the weapon layouts. It will be in my file share probably when this episode comes out.
Cool. I did see that. He is making a lot of changes to it. And it looks pretty cool so far.
Cool.
Nice.
Very nice. So did he like just take away the shield doors or did he put some other stuff in there?
He's using Epilogue, which has the shield doors removed, and then he's just changing the weapon layout to make it more MLG friendly.
Mm-hmm.
From what I know, I haven't really looked at the actual map yet.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is that really that funny?
Yeah.
This next submission is from Elite Spartan. Hello, Podtacular. It's Elite Spartan 182. I'm going to be very brief with this message because I'm in a major hurry to get something into you guys. Anyway, I have a new zombie map called Last Stand. Basically, this one of the best zombie maps out there. This also has got to be one of the best Forge maps I've ever made. Download it in my file share for my Forge Hub account. Same as my gamer tag, because if you download the map, I can bet you will love it. Play this with as many people as possible. Thanks. Good luck with the podcast. To keep on fragging ugly fat donkeys that eat G-Lewis. This is underwear.
G-Lewis is underwear.
Oh, God. I have these boxers that are, it's like Mario Doctor boxes, and it says the doctor is ready to play or something like that. I don't know why. Or the doctor is in the house. Hold up, I'll turn him right now. No, it says the love doctor.
Love doctor.
Okay.
That's kind of related.
Hmm, sure.
Just a little bit.
Is it not related?
Maybe.
A little bit.
Next submission we got here is from Jack Overlord. Hey, Podtech. Jacques Overlord. Hey, Podtech.
Jean-Luc Picard. What? Never mind. The lost.
This is one of my very first maps, the first one I used interlocking it. It's called Entrenched. It was made on the map Foundry. It is basically a base with trenches around it. It was made for TS. And all my friends have loved it so far. Unfortunately, I lost it after I changed my hard drive, so you can't download it now. Sad face / facepalm. Anyway, the map was asymmetrical. One team starting in a 3-story base, and the other team spawned in some pipes I had made. The team in the base had the higher ground, as there were also a sniper tower on top of the base. The team at the pipes had several trenches I had made using boxes. They were upside down, making a flat ground, and I had put walls halfway down the trenches to make it so that you could jump out of them. The trenches were deep enough to where the players shooting from up high would have some difficulty hitting them. Yet, they could be jumped out of easily. He means the trenches. There were some bridges across some of the trenches and a path leading into the base's basement. It was really fun, and all reviews I received were positive. I'm currently working on a remake, and I hope to get that done soon. Keep on fragging butt-face anus armor, wearing pink spotted turtles with soft shells that fire laser and rockets at Nanny's girlfriend, while yelling at noobs for using the AR at long range, and who yell, Vita! Blue Skittle. But I don't know if he understands this, but all the people who played his map, he could go to their recent games and just download it from their recent games. Because it saves them played maps. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's right.
The 25 recent ones, yeah.
So, I mean, it could still not be completely lost. There is still hope.
Actually, I just found this out right now. I'm looking on Bungie right now, and I found out you can have more things on your file share than you can more than if you don't have Bungie Pro. You upload it to a file set, and you can download it right from there, so it acts like another file share.
Wait, what?
Was that unclear? Yeah. let's say you have six slots in your file share, like from a standard file share, right?
Right.
You upload something, and then you add it to a file set, and then you can remove it from your file share, but if you go to the file set, you can still download it.
What do you mean a file set?
It's the new things you can group, like files together to download.
I still can't be in a form where it says my name.
I haven't played Halo in a while, so...
I will probably send it in or something. or I'll probably post it up. I just figured it out just right now.
Okay.
I'm on my file share right now.
Might have been like a recent change then.
Yep.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah, so pretty much you can have, I would assume, an infinite amount of space in your file share if you just link to your file sets.
That'd be sweet.
Man.
Whoa. I have to look at that.
What? Alright, here. One question real quick. I'm trying to find my name in this thread, and I cannot find it. Does anybody know how to search for a name in a thread?
Control F. It usually works.
Are you looking on Kevin Garnett's forum? Because I don't think you're going to be on it.
Oh, okay, I found it now. He said, yeah, we lost to Podtacular. That's H3 for you, though. It's all about hosts, and Hellfire had a sick host. Seriously, he wasn't even good at the game that we played. I played last night, but it was close. G. Lewis had host those games. Okay, that's why he said that. Okay. It's from Jutes's. Oh, okay, I remember playing against him. He's a good guy. Sorry.
Anyway, back in G. Lewis's Halo 2 world. Nah. Okay, next one. From a new submitter Major, who wants to take that one?
I will read it.
Go for it.
Alright, Major writes in, Dogfight is a Team Slayer air combat game. It's on the map Sandtrap. Each team has two Banshees, one Hornet, and an anti-air chain gun mounted near each base. And various rockets, sniper rifles, special assault rifles, a.k.a. the BRs, thank you for pointing that out, and other explosive goodies to combat enemy aircraft. It's on my file share, and if you'd love some good old air combat, I would suggest you check it out. Major Mive 7. I'm guessing his gamer tag is Major. It's MajorMives 7. So check it out on his file share, guys. I'm going to check it out.
I'm pretty sure it's just Mive 7. Yeah.
is gamer tag just Mives 7?
Yeah, he's in the rec plan, actually.
Oh, it's just Mives 7, so it's not Major Mives?
Nope, just Mives 7.
Oh, okay. I wonder why you put Major Mives 7. My bad.
Excuse me.
Yeah, probably.
You guys
probably so.
Well, anyway, check out his file share. It's probably at Mives 7.
Did I just tell you?
Just do a bunch of search. Player search for the win.
Okay.
Next KG. One. Go to KG. Right. You want to take it?
No problem.
Okay, take it to the hoop.
All right. Oh, Canary sends in saying, hey, Podtac, this is Oh Canary. I have a sweet custom and map for you guys. I don't know how many of you guys have heard of this custom because I didn't come up with it. Interesting. It is called Ghostbusters. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Ghostbusters!
Anyway.
It is an infection game type where the humans are the ghosts and the zombies are the Ghostbusters. The humans start out with plasma pistols and full camo. They also have low gravity and speed. I'm not sure what percentage it is for speed or gravity. The goal of the humans is to smack the zombies on the back to kill them. It's the only way to make a Ghostbuster down. One lone Ghostbuster starts out with a shotgun and a pistol and invincibility. You can take them down with a back snapper. They have normal speed and gravity. When the humans die, they also become Ghostbusters. The last man standing is faster and lighter. Well, that's it for the game type. On to the map. The map is played on Hide and Seek Town. It is basically a town that's built on Foundry with lots of rooftops and jungles. By the time this episode comes out, I should have it on my file share. I should have the game map and game type on my file share. My gamer tag is GiffyBoy92. Good job on the podcast, guys. Shout out to everyone who showed up for Pink Fury. I had a great time with you guys, and I hope we do something like that again soon. Well, that's it for my post. Keep on fragging those horribly disfigured and mistyped trucks.
Those disfigured trucks.
Those disfigured trucks. My name's on NeoGaf, too. What? What are people writing about me? I wonder why they'd be writing about me, son.
Ooh, basketball. Always about all basketball.
All them haters. Hey, what you got to say about haters?
What?
Never mind. that was a good post. I like that one.
Never mind. It's a nothing.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Be afraid.
Huh?
Be very afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Okay, next one we have comes from Quatch? Is that how you say that?
Yeah, yes. Quatch.
Quatch. New submitter, obviously. He says, "Hey, Particular, I've got a really cool map and game type for ya. The map is Sand Trap, and the game...
Sorry.
And the game type is Capture the Flag. It's simply called Paintball." Okay. There is two bases. One is the crashed Phantom dropship, and the other is a fort of crates I made on the other side of the big gully. The gully is filled with supply cases and crates for cover. Plasma pistols only. The plasma bolts look like paintballs. It's only 5 shots till you're dead, so the idea is to slowly work forward from the cover. In the center of the gully, I made a small wall with a trip mine on top. It is the only explosive on the map. Throughout the gully, there are scattered plasma pistols. When you spawn for 5 seconds, you're invincible and can run really fast, but cannot do damage to prevent respawning camping, which is really easy on this map. 5 captures to win. I don't have an Xbox Live right now, but I'm planning to get it soon. See you later, Particular. Oh, and keep fragging VCRs that you can't seem to set the clock on, so they keep blinking 12 o'clock.
I hate those. That is great.
Cool.
I hate those. That sounds like fun. We tried to play. We used to play paintball, but we played it with carbines. It was just one shot headshot. We call it paintball.
Back in the day, Halo 2.
Halo 2, mother. Back when H was in his prime.
H to the A to the L to the O. Oh, Halo
2. Okay.
Halo 2.
Didn't know he's a cheerleader, Dustin. Come on.
Give me a H. H. Give me an A.
That sounds cool. I'm going to check that out, though. That looks fun. Anyway, we got another submission here. And why don't you read that one, KG?
KG, you've been bald.
All right, here. Uzumaki15 writes in saying, "Hey, Dusty, Crypto, G. Lewis, and guest host Uzumaki here with some new maps. This is on for all you racing fans out here." This is second racing. Okay, this is an insane track that amateurs might not want to try. What is this crazy map you may be asking? It's called Hurricane.
Hurricane. Hurricane.
This map is on Avalanche and spans almost the entire map, starting in the enclosed area, heading up and down into a bank turn. It's 2 jumps and unassisted 180 down to an upward helix. Yeah. And a lot of other things.
It's like a geometry class right now.
Yeah. On this map, make sure you do not fall off, otherwise it's a teleporter and act to the start. The other map is called Divine Chaos, and it's another racetrack, but on Foundry. This map is better for beginners. It starts heading up a small incline into a grab lift assisted 180 into 2 more 180s to pass a teleporter block finish line. VIP go-to point. It's back, and then it's back to start. These maps don't have game prices, so you have to make your own. Ooh, lazy Falcon. And are on my file share, but they're on 4 jobs, so check them out. Finally, shoutouts go to Trigger Happy Psycho. Keep on fragging trucks.
Cool. I want to meet Trigger Happy Psycho, because he always sends them something every week, and I've never... Yeah. I don't know if Trigger Happy listens to the show. I have no idea. I just assume he does. Every week he gets shouted out to.
I fried the truck yesterday. It's pretty cool.
What'd you frag it with? Just a frag?
Yeah, I was on Halo 2. And I dropped the autoball just to frag the truck. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, who wants to take the last one?
I'll do it.
You, do you want me to do it? Or do you want Lewis to do it?
Doesn't matter.
Crypto, I think you should do it, yo.
Crypto.
The crazy night.
It's a long one, so you know crypto.
It's not the dark night. Yeah. It's the crazy night. So.
Hey, Podtacular. Hey, Podtacular.
Maybe you should read with more
Okay.
Hey, Podtacular.
First of all, yeah. Okay. First of all, if you're reading this, good for you.
Hey, what the heck?
I've been listening for a month or two now.
Cool. If you listen to like smooth jazz on the radio, CryptoFlix is going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Smooth.
The next submission is from The Crazy Night. I hope you like it.
Oh, I like it.
Well, me and a friend downloaded the Burger King map on Foundry, and we...
The Burger King maps.
That's so hard. They put rocket launchers, shotguns, Spartan lasers, and plasma pistols in the rooms and the places. Like it's the two things that back connected by the hall. And then, wait for it, we put all the spawn places in the rooms. Then we got... then when you have your weapons, we set it to 5% damage and the guns had no ammo. So you can't die from them. Then we lay trip mine spawns every second in the drive-through, so you die when you pull.
It sounds like a
nice burger game. I'd have loved to put this map in my file share, but my Halo 3 broke thanks to my cousin. He was standing next to my Xbox, dropped the controller on it, and jammed.
Oh,
disc to my disc. He wasn't even supposed to be playing, so he's pretty much screwed.
Nice.
Well, thanks. Shout-outs to Crypto. Yay. I'm not sure if this is how you type it. Keep on fragging. Everyone who uses Linux.
Yes.
Ah, no.
Yes. Linux is for the...
Logan is going to seek you out. And you do not want to know what's going to happen.
Linux is for the fail.
No, Linux is for the elite. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I know how to use Microsoft Word, and I don't even know how to bookmark pages on Firefox, so I'm pretty much a noob Zors when it comes to computer Zors. Lol.
Linux
I'm just kidding.
Or Ubuntu, more specifically, is pretty similar to Windows.
Oh, is it now, huh? Hey, KG, what you think about Linux?
It's ballin', my friend. Ballin'.
You like KG?
You might not be able to play games on it, but...
Oh, they have the Super Mario, like, Linux game where you're a little penguin guy. You run through, and just like Mario. It's pretty cool. Well, that's how I know that.
How do you know that, KG?
Ooh.
KG, I thought I'd ask that, you know. I'm just wondering how you knew that, KG.
Can't answer that question, actually.
Oh, confidential. I like it.
KG's putting up the
front. It's got a ring to it.
Yep.
Everyone see that Red versus Blue thread that got started?
Which one? A Podtac?
Yeah.
I mean, I've read a lot of them. Which Red versus Blue one?
The most recent one.
I don't know. Probably not then.
I don't think I've seen it yet.
What's it easy, yo?
don't remember where it's at or what part it's under, but oh well. Anyway, back to the show. That's all the submissions that we have for this week. Thanks, Hype, or I still like to call you Kia, for being on the show, or KD, I guess. For appreciate it for you being on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Desk.
wait, what did you say?
What?
Did you call me a desk?
Yeah, he called Hype a desk.
That's his name. God, get with it.
Desk.
Desk.
I'm needing a new desk. Maybe I should just have you shipped over to me and you can do my desk.
Okay. Save the fall play. Jeez.
Anyway, wrapping things up, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our
Sorry.
Carry on.
I want to clarify this just so it doesn't get messed up for next week. It's the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show next week. So make sure you call the listener voicemail and send in all your fantastic stories that we have yet to hear from the community.
Yeah. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole
next week. Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with some cool people like KG, yo.
Yeah, like joining the clan. That would be awesome. Always looking for new people.
Yo, KG's fort in the clan, yo. We need some help.
All right. Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal, or helping out with the hosting bill. Follow us on Twitter or subscribe to the show or viewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
You're welcome, yo.
Yeah, it'll pop.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Reporter, Talking About Games.com, and Destructoid.
Destructoid. That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
Put this puppy to bed. Put this puppy to sleep.
Let's do it. So until next time, I'm Duststorm.
I'm Julius.
I'm Jess.
And who are you gonna call?
Yes, yes.
It's a polite music. I ain't afraid of it.
There's only one thing left to say.
What's up, KG? How you doing over there? How was the East Coast treating
you? All of them, man.
You're chilling over there?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, man, I saw you on the court when you came to Atlanta, man. That stuff is tight, yo, son. You know, I'm up when you came up there and you just bounced that ball right down the middle, man. I was all like, that's my boy, KG. Who you gonna call? That's my boy.
I'm gonna miss my half court, bro.
Yeah, man, I saw it was like Space Jam, so. KG right here, me and KG been in the we've been cheating up since the feet up since the crib, so you guys are real for you. You know what I'm talking about? Right, KG?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, KG, I heard you got a new contract coming up, yo. How much they paying you?
Actually, I'm playing.
They finally giving you what you want?
Is that a 200 mil? Who can
you call? 500 mil.
500 mil? Damn, man. Obama don't even got a purse like that, son.
Sir,
can't keep up. Dude, Yahoo's main story is the best fat box mac and cheese taste test.
Who the fuck cares?
Sorry to cuss. It's box mac and cheese. It's gonna taste the same no matter where the hell you get it. Oh, no, that's it then. The Kraft tastes better than the rigatoni.
Oh, shut the hell up. I like the cheese.
If you can taste the difference in those two, you shouldn't be eating mac and cheese to begin with.
What about tasting the difference between different brands of milk?
I know, I don't really eat milk. Or drink it, I guess.
Eat milk? Eat milk.
I'm sorry, yo, I'm us basketball players like KG would know that we eat milk the Persian way all the time, bro. What if I diet plan, yo? You know what I'm talking about, yo?
Drink the milk and drink the cow.
That's my Negro right there. That's my boy, son. My boy GFX, a.k.a. KG, coming down with raining them full shots on your mother. He's getting one shot from the three-point line. You don't even know how he does. Look at him. He's pounding the chest, dropping the three. That's how KG does it, boy.
Oh, that long. One seven. My long.
If you think KG can dunk the ball, you should see him with a needler, man. He be getting you. Don't even test that needler skill, boy.
Are you seriously integrating basketball into Halo right now? You know, if you type in Tales from the Foxhole in the Google, it comes up as the third, fourth kill for Puck Echo, and then almost everything else after that is Puck
Echo. Good day, dude.
Apparently, there's a movie with him.
90-90-90.
Usual output into the story is open to admit
it. That movie didn't make sense.
It was a... It was a...
Hill from the Foxhole.
Like,
200.
Yeah. I'm where he discussed the best film section.
Well, that was... That's awesome.
Peter Potek, this is my tale from the Foxhole.
I finally bought the movie Tales from the Foxhole. This pleased with the outcome. Game of Rage movie that is disgusting. Who can you call? Ghostbusters! Who you gonna call?
This week on the GamerCast Network. On this week's show, the Retro Force Go crew discusses everything Ninja Gaiden. Which of the three original NES classics is the best? Why the heck are these games so hard? What adventure will Ryu star in next? And seriously, does Irene have the worst video game hair of all time? On the Sarcastic Gamer Pink Show, the ladies let the cat out of the bag about how to get your significant other into video gaming. Is the new Prince of Persia game that great? Find out from a fan of the series in episode 126 of the Video Game Show. Check out the Post Game Report. Get all the facts. Post Game. On Sarcastic Gamer, GTA 4's DLC has finally arrived, and don't miss a huge warning about Tomb Raider Underworld. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.